The Department of Natural Resources will continue to test deer that appear sick and those killed in road accidents, but intensive testing for chronic wasting disease is over for now. Results so far show no wild deer infected beyond southwest Wisconsin. To make sure, this fall the DNR will kill more wild deer outside the eradication zone where not enough samples were collected. Wildlife manager Tom Hauge says the low incidence and concentration of positive test results are heartening, but he says it's going to be tough to control the fatal brain disease when it's not even known how it's spread.
Unfortunately, we don't have vaccines. We have to deal with the disease by trying to reduce the transmission of the disease from one deer to another, which unfortunately means that we have to attack it by reducing the deer population.
DNR Board Vice Chair Jim Tiefenthaler would like to see disease surveillance continue for years to come.
It may be voluntary for hunters who harvest a deer to turn in that deer for testing, but I think that we absolutely must maintain a testing program for years so we know where this is on the ground in the state.
Tiefenthaler says one reason for continued testing is the number of captive deer who could possibly be infected and escape. Right now, participation in the CWD program for deer and elk farms is voluntary. More than 36,000 samples of deer brain tissue were tested by the state veterinary lab. 141 deer tested positive. A half dozen of those were outside the zone in southwest Wisconsin, where CWD was originally discovered last February. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.